Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sacharya Thakur, here is an acharya, Srila Prabhupada. He is coming down in the Guru Parampara system, all the way from Krishna. So, everything that we have today is because the teachings of Prabhupada, the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, the teachings of Bhakti Thakur, the teachings of all the acharyas, is because of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and his mercy. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, by his mercy, like I said, by his mercy, we can relish Krishna consciousness, society, and we are ever grateful to Saraswati Thakur. Of course, we know the story of how he appeared. Any incarnation of Krishna, they appear according to their own will at a certain time, a certain place. So similarly, also the pure devotees of Krishna, they also appear at a certain time, a certain place. And of course, the pure devotees of Krishna, and they are chakravish, they are empowered by Krishna, and they take their appearance in this world according to the will of Krishna. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, the guru of Srila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada, appeared in Sri Khetra Dham, Jagannath Puri, February 6th, according to today's February 13th, according to the DT, 1874, at the time of Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the also the father of Bhaktisiddhanta, and he had many children, and among them, I think it was 12, among them Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is the seventh one. And He is mentioned here that he can memorize Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita, at the age of 7. Age of 7. How old are you? 7 or 10. Can you read the whole Bhagavad Gita or not? Not really, right? So, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, you have to remember the whole of Bhagavad Gita. How many verses is there? Yeah, the whole thing. So he was known as the encyclopedia for his vast knowledge. And sometime he was so powerful that they used to call him the Lion Guru as he was growing up. He was learning from his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's not that he preached convincing against casteism and philosophical deviation from Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He tried to unite the four Sangha Vaishnava Sampradaya by publishing the teachings by the Srila Saraswati Thakur. Earned the title named Vishnu Guru for his fearless and powerful delivery of Vaishnava Siddhanta. So he was known as the Lion Guru, Vishnu Guru. So powerful. Mentioned that when he was only 7 years old, he ate a mango from a kitchen that was an offer to Krishna. So his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, hey, man, it was an offer of Krishna, so how he could do that. So he said, from today on, I will never eat mango the whole life. He took a vow to never eat mango. Some people still offer mangoes, but he never ate it because others didn't bother to ask him because, you know, can I have it because you're not eating it? Wasn't like that. So you know, he was traveling once on a train, and the people gave him mangoes. So all these mangoes were going, mangoes they go around very quickly. And so so he saw these Mayavadis in person with this on the other side of the train. And so he told his disciples, he said, bring those Mayavadis to me. Mayavadis are the impersonalists. And he was very against them. And so they came over and they said, you think everybody's saying? You think it's all one? So he said, give him this rubber mango. It's all one. Make them eat. Because the rubber mango is all one too. So he was, yeah, you know, he was so powerful. And people were scared of him. And especially, like I said, my buddies and personalists. Said, my buddies would cross the street to avoid confronting the lion guru. Beside me, a courageous creature, he was ornamented with all divine qualities and full of ecstatic love of God. So, he established Krishna consciousness in Hare Krishna, Gaudiya is known as Gaudiya Math. Yeah. Originally, it was a rock came from that Gaudiya Math. And he established 64 temples all over India. And outside of India, Burma and Germany. He had his friend here. And he used to, 64 mosques, temples all in India, including England, Germany, and Burma. I guess the rest of the world he left for Prabhupada to do it. Not that he could do it, he left it for Prabhupada. So, Srila Sarasvati Thakur excavated Lord Chaitanya's supreme place at the yoga meet in Sri Mahanagar, despite heavy opposition from the money-hungry caste Goswamis of Navadvip. He built a beautiful Gaudiya Math temple there. So, when you go to Mayapur, you see the very big temple there. Because the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Yogapeet. So that temple was built by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati Thakur. That road, when you go to Mayapur, that road is known as the Bhaktisiddhanta Road. Because it mentioned long time ago, Queen was coming to Mayapur. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he organized to build this road for Queen and Queen of England and Victoria. So they didn't have enough time, so they got all the villages to dig and like get dirt and everything and make a dirt road and make it look nice. So that road from that time is known as Bhaktisiddhanta Road. That's why. So when you go to Mayapur, you are on that road. Of course, now it's nicer than before. That road is known as Bhaktisiddhanta Road. So, there is, before that, when you go to Mayapur, there is a samadhi of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And in that area, there is a deity called Gandharva Girdhari. Very beautiful deity, extremely like a bigger deity. And so it's mentioned that before he got the deity, but he had to go and buy the deity. And the person who was selling it, he had a dream that the sadhu is going to come, a saint, that, and he just give the deity, don't sell it to him. So he already knew the sadhu is coming the next day. That's not the sadhu Thakur. So he went there and he asked for the deity, because that you see that Gandharva didn't have it. And he gave it immediately before he said anything. He said, how do you know? He said, I had a dream that I meant to give the deity to you. So when you go to Mayapur, you see that there's a place where Golden Hill, because Mayapur is known as Gupta Vrindavan, which means hidden Vrindavan. Everything you see in Vrindavan is all there in Mayapur, because Mayapur is also Vrindavan, spiritual world, just like Vrindavan, is hidden Vrindavan. So they have Golden Hill, Radhakund, Shyamakund, but they're washing their clothes in there. But nonetheless, it's rather true. So they have the leaves that have very beautifully established by Siddhartha Sakuri. So he had his three Brihat Mridangas. You know, we play Mridanga, you know, Brihat Mridanga. So Brihat Mridanga is known as the printing press. And in printing press, he had Madras, Calcutta, and Krishnanagar. You know where Krishnanagar is? Krishnanagar is just near Mayapur, between Shantipur and Mayapur. So I grew up in Shantipur. I was born in Shantipur. So we should buy our vegetables and things, Krishnanagar. You know. And at Krishnanagar, they have a bazaar where they sell cows and buffaloes. Animal market, not for killing, for buying. They raise them. So I remember I was raised, like, very young age. My father took me to Krishnanagar. I said, so he said, we're going to buy a cow. I said, oh yeah, I love cows. So we went to buy cows. And because we're going out and make milk. So he said, we want a cow that gives milk. We're pregnant cow. So we had, and I said, I like this one. There's many cows. I had goats, you know, but we said, one goat, just cows. I said, I also like a goat, one goat and a cow. So we had a few goats, and I didn't go to school because I love cows. I just take our cows. And this cow would give enough milk for the family. So that's why I was strong, because you drink cow milk on every day, it's not chemical, like you got a few one here. Fresh cow milk from the cows. And even today, when you get milk, sometimes they add water. So some places, what they do, they bring the cows in front of your house and they milk it for you. There's no question of being water in it. So Krishnanagar is a town where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his printing press. He used to print magazines known as Nadia Prakash. Nadia Prakash, yeah, for he brings the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once he was asked why he printed daily newspaper entitled Nadia Prakash, Srila Saraswati Thakur replied. He said, if an insignificant city, that's Krishnanagar, can produce five daily newspapers, then why can't we publish a newspaper every second about the eternal, ever-fresh, transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His unlimited spiritual planet, Gauravinda? So, you can see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always wanted to glorify Krishna, and newspaper and all these magazines he was printing the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a glory of God. So apart from his father's writing, he published many authorized sastras, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Prema Bhakti Sandhita, and his favorite book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that he predicted that one day the foreigners will study Bengalis. And that's true today. If you go to Russians, Americans, Australians, they learn Bengalis. Like this guy, Master Krishna. He married a Bengali from Bangladesh, and he can speak fluent Bengali, and he's scholarly. So this is the prediction of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. that the foreigners would learn our language. And because when you can read the language, it's much more relishable, the nature of the glory of the Japanese model. So when you can read in your own language, isn't it? So he introduced many innovations in expanding the preaching of Krishna consciousness. And at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, at that time, preaching Krishna consciousness is not like today. The sannyasi, if you're a sannyasi, you should be serving others and not wearing shoes. Very simple, like a renunciate. And it's against the rule for a sannyasi to travel overseas, like cross the sea. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going against all of that. He was wearing leather shoes. Leather shoes, you're not supposed to wear leather shoes. I mean, he's wearing leather shoes. And he was wearing a jacket. And he was riding in a motor car. Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce. I mean, today we have cars, but at that time, so he was saying, you are a sadhu, why are you using all this opulently? And so he was criticized heavily. So he introduced Krishna consciousness. It's known as the innovation of Krishna consciousness, preaching in an extensive way, like we are doing today. If you really want to preach in India, you have to be like a mendicant, not having anything. You don't wear a watch or any jewelry, or you're very, very simple. That's why in India they're attracted to a sadhu, essentially. But when they see ISKCON, we have lavish temples and like all the beautiful deity, and even Bhakti Charamaras was taking a helicopter to go to Mayapur from Kolkata. Some people criticized. But when Prabhupada was coming to Mayapur, I even saw him in a very fancy Mercedes that picked him up from Kolkata, with decorated with flowers. And so this is because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was preaching Krishna consciousness in a Western way, because he wanted to attract the foreigners. At that time the British were in India. So if you're just sitting in Hare Krishna on the side of the road, nobody would come to you. So he was wearing jacket and leather shoe and going to Rolls Royce. So people were criticizing him. He said, how are you going to preach Krishna consciousness like this? So he started preaching Krishna consciousness in a very big way, international scale. So he was breaking the tradition. He let his sannyasis wear tailored kurtas and overcoats, riding cars and motorboats, and carry Mahaprabhu's message across the sea to Europe. Who's going to, if we have our Melbourne temple here and we didn't have all this lavish vishwam and nice Pranjir ashram to live in with hot water and filtered water to take that, who's going to come? So we have the facility, this is why we have Hare Krishna movement. So Prabhupada used to personally go into Mother Ji's ashram, Mother Ji's Pranjir ashram, to say how they are. And he's the elderly man. And he noticed them, he's coming. To ask how everybody was. He was so caring. And he made sure that the devotees got enough to show him. I'm mixing the stories. Okay? One time, at a manor, there was this devotee, and Brahmachari, he took the halal from the deity place after being offered. And he ate it. So how you can do that? This is very offensive. It's not the deep place, not even clean, and you're taking it before you bring the deep place clean. So the town president authority, they kicked him out of the temple. And Prabhupada was there. They didn't even bother to consult Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada heard this, he was really angry. He said, nobody eats till they go and find him, bring him back. and cook the whole thing. No need to offer and give it to him. I came here to fill him out, but I don't need to do so much here. So you can see how Prabhupada was so loving and so caring. Most important thing is that if someone can be chanting Hare Krishna, someone is Krishna conscious. Don't worry about what they do. They will give up gradually. The idea is to make people Krishna conscious somehow or another. So, he was being criticized. He was wearing shoes and going on a motor car and what to speak, and got an airplane. I remember the first time we are learning how to preach Krishna consciousness from the Guru. So they chose me to go to another city, an airplane, to another city. I had to never rode an airplane. I said, I'll give it a try, I'll go on an airplane. So we went from Calcutta to Nagaland, not to make life anymore. That man said me each. I said, wow. And there was no devotees there. So we got to that place, and that devotee was a Gujarati devotee from his name is Krishna now. Very good preacher. And he was preaching. So he said, we want to go see the top guy in the village. So we saw the top guy, and he spoke to him in Gujarati and very widely. And he asked him for all the names of the rich people. So we stayed in his house, he had programs, he invited all the rich people. And we were there for a month, and we made life members, like maybe 20 life members at that time. 1,180 rupees for each life member. 1978. Now it's maybe like 10 times more. And so what I'm saying is, if we travel like in a bullock cart, if you go to Crossway in a bullock cart, it's going to take 2 days. Oh no, not that long. it will take a long time. So we need to speed up Krishna consciousness. So go on an airplane, go to an airport. Yeah. Okay, pull our car. Now that he has a spiritual body, he can travel wherever he wants. So at least, so Prabhupada was criticized. So Prabhupada was criticized. He says, you Swami, you were meant to have very little and live in a simple life, and you're going in a limousine. So Prabhupada said, my disciples, whatever they offer, I accept it. He said, but that's not an excuse. You're riding in a limousine, a monk. He said, God riding an airplane that's made out of flour, but run by mantra. And the monk disciple that he used in this tin can machine. It's better than nothing. So, Bhaktisiddhanta was criticized, the same way he was criticized, that how he was using the material things. So, actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was creating a revolutionary preaching ideas sprang from the Sanskrit principle of Yukta Vairagya, set forth by the Rasa Acharya, Srila Guru Swami. Being an eternally worthy soul, Srila Saraswati Thakur knew how to perfect and perfectly engaged Maya, illusory energy, in the service of Lord Krishna. So he knew a spiritual master is expert in engaging others in Krishna's service. If someone needs to eat a lot of halwa, so we give him that. Somebody may not need to eat so much halwa, then we give him salad. We have everything that is necessary to make others Krishna conscious. Is there anything is there in our Krishna movement? So if somebody wants to live in the farm, work with the cows, fine, we have the farm. Somebody wants to live in the city, we can live here. The idea is to become Krishna conscious. The idea is to become attached to Guru Maharaj. The idea is to become a loving disciple of your Guru. Those things are external. After a while, you will give up those things. So, those days were very, very different than now. Because those days, hundreds of years ago, many, many years ago, there's a thing called Aparsan Pradaya. Like people were making a show of devotion. You know, they roll on the ground and tears fall from their eyes unnecessarily. And sometimes they can't cry, they put chili in their eyes to make the water come. I heard that. So, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and these people came. They were rolling on the ground. And the devotees, the brahmacharis, they heard that if somebody was rolling on the ground, I heard somebody said, they said that Prabhupada said that just give them a good kick in the side. And then they will get up and go away. They will stop showing their ecstasy. So some devotee literally did that. They gave him a good kick in the side, in the ribs, and he just ran away. He wasn't showing the ecstasy anymore. Because if you're really showing off Krishna consciousness, and sometimes we haven't seen anybody crying yet. Just give them a good kick. But in Vrindavan, if you give anybody a good kick, they're rolling on the ground in big trouble because the locals will come after you. So somebody actually did that. So then people said, oh, we can do that. Because they're known as sahajiyas. Sahajiyas, they need to show Krishna consciousness. But inside they're full of desires. Just making a show. Tears from your eyes. Like I said, sometimes they put chili to make the water come. And sometimes, oh, you are fasting all day. Before you even fast, they tell everybody, I'm fasting tomorrow. I already fasted. If you're fasting, you tell everybody, use your power. They don't tell everybody. Just do it secretly. So, that time, these people, they were showing their symptoms. So that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, there was thing called Apasanabhaya. There are four sampradayas. Outside of the four sampradaya is known as Apasanabhaya, external. He make a show. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is very strict about this hour, bowel, towel, the different Apasanabhayas. Outside of the main line of the devotees. So I remember in Mayapur also, and there's some Bengali people came, they were going around and rolling around in Mayapur we don't tolerate those things. So we just grab by the ear, pick up and get out of here. This is not the place to make a show. If somebody is very pure, they never make a show of the symptoms of pure love. They're hiding it. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada is always feeling love for Krishna. But they never make a show because the people will take it very cheaply. That's the idea. Like sometimes I feel like crying here in the temple. It's not because I said Z, because I don't have too much work to do. It's not too much for me. I want to go back to China when I do my own thing. Or, you know, in the Hong Kong or something. So I'm crying to Krishna. Yeah, we're supposed to pray to Krishna, give him more devotional service. I'm thinking, can you reduce it a little bit? The idea, I haven't heard anyone dying from devotional service. And this temple has so much pusharam. I haven't seen anybody dying from overeating. It's because they have a problem that they came to the temple before they were devoted. And so you feel diseased because they were diseased before they joined. Hare Krishna. I remember I went in a sankirtan. There's a lot of lila going on here in the temple. And so I went in a sankirtan. So I went one side of the road, and there's the other side of the road. There's police flashing light. So I went over there. They said, your friend is in trouble. And he said, he's going to jail. The other brahmachari. I said, what for? He's with me. He's doing something with me. You can't take him away. The policeman said, no. Before he become a Hare Krishna, he has a $15,000 fine on him. For not fine, like drugs, different things. So I said, what do we do? He said, we're going to arrest him. He has to go to jail. And so I was alone. And we have our car, and I didn't drive. So they called the temple, he went to jail, the temple officer came and drove the car to the temple, and I went back. And so they said, how long do you have to stay in jail? He said, they said, 3 days. Those days were easy, not like today. All you have to do is go to jail.
all the $15,000 will be automatically, how is it? Will be
received.
Deducted. He said, yeah, no problem. I'll just send 64 rounds because he does most work, so he can have a rest.
In the jail.
So, we are bringing Prasadam every day, Puri, all of the jail. He was having a good time. 3 days he had a break, he didn't have to do service, and he had all this Prasadam, and he could send extra rounds. And in a jail in Australia, it's not like India. You can have a bed and sleep, watch TV. So he had a pretty good time. I said, everybody wants to go to jail, so I meet me. So then, he was preaching to the people in the jail about Krishna consciousness. In our Krishna movement. So this is how we serve the service of Thakur. Because of his mercy, we have the preaching ways of preaching Krishna consciousness today. And in a Western place. So if you're sitting in the street, with no shoes, like a policeman in India, even their shoes have a hole in the clothes. So if you're in India, sadhu, that's your choice. But if you want to make it happen, consciousness, if you want to preach more vigorously, preach in the Western country. I go to Mayapur, and everybody wants to puja. You hear people are lying on the puja. They have too many pujaris. So I said, I was going to Australia. There's lack of people. Bhaktiman is looking for more pujaris. And people are Brahman said they don't want to puja. They say, I am Brahman. And so here we're lacking of people who are wanting to do service. So Western country, and Australia, and New Zealand, and America, Europe, we want devotees. So if you are living a simple life, people are not going to join the Hare Krishna movement. So Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, way back at that time, he knew Gita Vairagya. I remember I went to Mayapur and Ramchar in the 80s. If you were in Mayapur, if you wear simple clothes, we had to wear silk, really fancy. Then you were Krishna conscious those days. Really good silk from Vrindavan, Vrindavan, and very big bag. And so I was wearing, so I went to my uncle, they said, how can you wear silk like that? You're Ramsha. I said, no, this is a different idea. I was wearing a fake Rolex. I said, oh, how you can? So we are wearing, but we are detached. We are very detached. So my brother came and said, give me a Rolex. And I gave it, I'm going to attach to it. And Guru Nanak told me one time, one devotee gave Prabhupada a diamond ring. Usually, the next is going to rent a diamond ring, and only grants it a diamond ring. But even here, you guys didn't know whatever, because it's very expensive. They gave him their wife instead. I don't know. So then, they were on a morning walk, and this new bhakta, nobody even knows him. This is some new guy, and he's wearing the diamond ring. The Bhujan Prabhu said, he's the one who gave the Prabhupada. He said, why? Who gave you that? He said, the Prabhupada. He couldn't say that, give it back to me. The Prabhupada gave him. So Prabhupada was very renounced. So we wear all these fancy things, but actually, we are detached underneath. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we do not know that they are preaching Krishna consciousness, but they may be wearing all these things, but underneath they are doing it for the preaching. They are very detached. So that's what I was talking about Gita Vairagya. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, revolutionary preaching ideas sprang from the Sanskrit principle of Gita Vairagya, and set forth by the Rasa Acharya to the Goswami, being an eternally liberated soul. Srivastava Thakur knew how to perfectly engage Maya, the illusory energy, in the service of Lord Krishna. So Rupa Goswami also, he was very renowned, but by his mercy, we have so many books. So he had tried to see what they are offering to us.
But following Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda's footsteps, he preached Daivi Varnashram to harmonize social and provide society and provide spiritual fulfillment for all, advocating the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. He taught the science of devotional service and showed thousands how to attain pure love for Sri Chaitanya, Sri Gadarika, Sri Hari and Krishna. That's his deity. Aside from his phenomenal preaching success in India, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's greatest contribution was? Srila Prabhupada is the greatest contribution of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When contribution was Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, whom he initiated and inspired to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. When Srila Prabhupada was asked to describe his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, what can I say? He was a Vaikunth man. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, he is an acharya like Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we have Srila Prabhupada today. We have Islam today. If Srila Prabhupada wasn't for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though he could not preach Krishna consciousness and Bhaktivinoda Thakur all over the world, but Srila Prabhupada was the one who was chosen to preach Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada used to say, they could have done it, but because out of mercy, they just left some service for me to do. That's how Prabhupada used to say. The Prabhupada was very, very humble. So, this is talking about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually was initiated by Guru Krishna Babaji into. So sometimes we ask how we can, our spiritual master and his spiritual masters and his spiritual master, Guru Krishna Babaji is a Babaji. How can that be? Why aren't we a Babaji? Babaji means someone who is just chanting our vision all day. So, at that time, no one is qualified actually to initiate Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So it was his father's desire, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted his son Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to be initiated by Guru Krishna Babaji. There's just a lot of Babajis around. If you go today, there's a lot of Babajis. They have to pray a little cloth, and then eat once a day, and I remember one time, one of our devotees says, I want to become a Babaji. Something which I never wanted. He said, I want to become a Babaji. So he said, it's not possible. He insisted. So he made a small hut, like a tent, in Mayapur. Those days, Mayapur in the 70s was nothing. It's all rice field. So we are living in the lotus building. And he had a hut. And then he was going against all that instruction. So Prabhupada told him he had to maintain with my Babaji. And sooner or later he left, he fell down and went to America. So most important thing is to follow the instruction of the Guru. If you follow the instruction of the Guru, you go against the instruction of the Guru, then you are, you can do whatever you like, Babaji or not Babaji. If you're making offense to your spiritual master. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took Babaji like a I changed from Gurus to Babaji, but he wasn't a Babaji. He was a preacher of Krishna consciousness. Riding a car, a motor car, a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce those days, and today Rolls Royce is different. You know, if you see Rolls Royce those days in the 1800s, it was made from silver, for gold. Not like that today. If your Toyota banging your Rolls Royce will break. Those days, so there's a picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur were riding a Rolls Royce. And so people continue to criticize. I even heard that he even ate an Ekadashi, rains. He said, for preaching. So he saw preaching Krishna consciousness is a priority. This is why I said that. So, someone said, how he can be a Babaji? Like, his Guru Maharaj is Babaji and he is not a Babaji. Because his Guru Maharaj, Gaurisada Babaji, is not a fake Guru. He's a real Babaji. That, like I said, there's so many Babaji. He is the only Babaji that is so renowned. There's not one Babaji around that time like him. So he was the only one qualified to initiate, give initiation to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So he got the name Vatsalavanavi Sayyidina. That's his initiative name, actually. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he took sannyas, he already, his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur already passed away, and he took sannyas. He wanted to push Krishna as sannyas. So he took from a picture of his guru. I couldn't find what was his age at that time.
44.
Huh?
44.
44. And it's mentioned that he was so determined to chant Hare Krishna. He was chanting 64 rounds. So then he said, no eating, no sleeping. He sat in a room, one place, not moving around, and sat chanting. He said, you're going to chant 64 rounds day and night, whole day. And we chant 16 rounds, it takes 2 hours. 64 rounds, he would have to start 4 o'clock and finish at night. That means no time to even go to the toilet. He was sitting 64 rounds. And it was the roof cave, big storm, you know, in Bengal, the storm. And the roof went flying and was pouring rain on him. So he got an umbrella and started keep chanting. And so determined. So he mentioned that the acharyas, they all came to him. They said, your business is not to sit here and chant 64 hours all day, like a Babaji. You are meant to preach. Like this, like it says here, Jekyll. So he gave up the idea of sitting there chanting. That's why he installed the 64 golden mosque all over India. And he was so powerful preaching Krishna consciousness that people were afraid of him. They would go against him to try to hurt him. Nishin Guru is not Nishin Guru. And when he left this world, he was, I think he was 63. Yeah, 62. And this Gaudiya Math, that his mission all over India. Then after he left, all those people that were supposed to preach Krishna consciousness, Gaudiya Math, they were fighting each other. They're selling his property, so they didn't want to. They didn't maintain what he was. What he has given to them. They will just be selfish. So, just read a little bit. So his father was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After the death of his father, which was 1918, then he took sannyas. After the passing away of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father. So actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur also knew that his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the seventh in the family. Many children, 12 children, he had a seventh one, and the seventh one he knew is his going to be the one that the Christian mission project has established, because his consciousness is already all over the world and in India. So that's why he insisted that he took initiation from Gaudiya Babaji. So initiation is a very important thing. So if somebody said that, you know, he should be Babaji, but actually Babaji Maharaj, he is the biggest preacher, because he, even though he is a Babaji, he made one disciple that who preaches consciousness all over India. That's good enough. If you wanted to give Babaji initiation, fine. Then he had to produce someone like what they said on the table. That's what they used to say. So if you said, I want to take Babaji, then you have to produce Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So, then you can do whatever you like. And God Krishna's Babaji, the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was so renounced that he was eating out of a skull as a bowl. So renounced. Like we have our, like, you know, our plates, our own plates, you know, with cups and everything, where you can pursue guys, love them, and all that very fancy plates you bring from India. Some of them have like silver plates and stuff. That's for the deity. But in Hong Kong we have silver plates and ashes. But some of them said, I don't need, I just need the regular plates. But I'm just saying how renounced Gopis of Adams was. And he used to eat mud from the Ganges. Like Krishna ate clay, a little bit. But he was eating mud. I remember in Mayapur, in those days, some Western boys, the Bengali boys were throwing mud at the Western boys. I was supposed to protect them. I couldn't, because there were too many of them. So I complained to our teacher. During the lunchtime, those boys, they had to sit in a group and give them mud to eat instead of child, because they trained mud at the Western boys. So those boys had to eat the mud. So how renounced he was. So somebody says, so he produced Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was so renounced. Even though he was propagating Yuka Vairagya, riding in a motor car and Rolls Royce and wearing leather shoes and coat. But he was so renounced, he could sit in one place chanting Hare Krishna 64 hours a day despite any disturbances. None of us can do that. That's why the acharyas came to me. They said, "You that's not your job. Your job is to preach Krishna consciousness all over India, all over the world. If you're going to sit here, no, you wouldn't go to preach." So there was his duty to preach Krishna consciousness, his duty to accept those material things on behalf of Acharyas. So Prabhupada was also criticized sometimes, how much wealthy he is. So there was this couple of sannyasis, they came from India. Came to Australia, they wanted to see how Srila Prabhupada established our Hare Krishna movement, the opposite. And I remember they came to Melbourne, when Guru Mahasanyasi was like, his mouth was open and he couldn't close it. He was so shocked to see so opulent temple. The Guru Mahasanyasi very simple. So, and you know, like we were just looking at him because he couldn't close his mouth. He was so abak manage. Like he became surprised to see the opulent temple. So even me, I came to the Parisian temple, I saw how opulent it is. So I went to many temples, and cobwebs running, monkeys running through the temple, and very, imagine monkey running through here. Impossible. Only you monkeys can run through here. No, not the big ones. So clean. He can eat off the floor. So clean. And the deity is so dressed so gorgeously, like shining. And now some of our temples in India, they call Minisan. They make a very clean temple and jewelry. Usually in Gujarat also, they put jewelry, but they learn from Minisan to put more jewelry. So This is how an acharya, acharya means one who following the footsteps of his acharya.
They're trying to set an example.
So they're not attached to it. They're accepting on behalf of Krishna. So they can make some variations. So there was a lot of deviation that time. This, like I was talking about Abhishekabad, these different groups, they're making up their own thing. They're showing up devotion, rolling on the ground. Tears, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but they're doing it fake, not real. This is why that brahmachari kicked up the person rolling around and decided to rip. And then he stopped doing all this ecstasy, he ran out. Because if you were still in ecstasy, you'd be still rolling on the ground and chanting Hare Krishna, despite the pain on the side of your rib. But he didn't show that. He was just faking. So there were so many fake sampradayas in Bengal. And they were showing, you know, So Srila Prabhupada, he had that real love for Krishna. Sometimes we can talk about it and feel the ecstasy just by talking about it. But Srila Prabhupada, they had that love in the heart for Krishna. That innate, they warned them. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were smashing these different groups. He went against it. This is why he was criticized. But he was so powerful. So when Gaur Krishnadas Babaji passed away, before that he said, when I die, I want the people of Navadvip to drag my body and the dust of the feet of the dust of the Vaishnavas in the Navadvip, in the street of Navadvip. So that's what they did. They were going to drag his body in the street of Navadvip. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came in the spot. He said, stop! He says, I'm the only disciple and I have the right to take his body. And none of you. He says, if anyone who's been a brahmachari for 1 year can touch him, no one can like near him. In the last 6 months, no one came near him. Last 3 days, and he took the body. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took the body of his guru, Gurushadavji, away from there. His samadhi is in my apartment. So, he was so powerful. He was like if you see him, you can feel the fortune. Sometimes you see, like our devotees, some of the devotees you see, they feel very, very powerful. So he was like that. And first time Srila Prabhupada saw Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he immediately told him, this is the famous story, that he was the one who meant to go and preach Krishna consciousness in the Western country. He only saw him first time. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is the one who's meant to do. So sometimes they criticize, you white people, how can you be qualified to be Hare Krishna, to be Brahma? They criticize. So they should criticize Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that time. How you can change all the rules. So it's mentioned when Srila Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna and keep doing Krishna at Tompkins Square Park under the tree. All the hippies were chanting. And as it's mentioned that as soon as Prabhupada came, all the hippies, they give up whatever they're doing and they follow Prabhupada. So we say as if they already had a connection before. They're already waiting there for Prabhupada's arrival. So whatever they're doing, they give up. So that means they're not really. They're just born in New York. Doesn't mean they are. They came up immediately to come to Srila Prabhupada's and help Prabhupada and assist Prabhupada. So this is how I always tell people. In India, Srila Prabhupada had very difficult for him to preach, people were not taking up. But he was successful because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted him to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world, the Western country. But sometimes we also, we do something it doesn't work out because we're not meant to do that. Even though it's right, things go wrong because our Guru Maharaj doesn't want us to do it. And Prabhupada went to America, he was already an elderly man. He didn't go immediately, he was preparing. He went at the right time. He also knew. He knew there is a time for everything. When is the right time to preach his consciousness? This is Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sakura also wrote many, many books. Like Prabhupada wrote many books. Actually, our devotees also many write many books. Prabhupada wanted us to write books, write many books. His disciples write books. I remember Bhavananda, one of our Guru Maharaj, used to be in Australia. He used to always tell me, write books, a cookbook from your mother before she passed away. I said, everybody just got to know how to write, cook. Whether or not she had, she cooked for Prabhupada. So, I didn't want to ask her to give me the recipe to write a cookbook. But the point is, you know, it's a good thing to write books about Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta wrote so many books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur so many books. The Acharyas, there are so many books. Goswamis, they are very renowned. But they wrote so many books. Those books are our essential books that we rely on philosophy and knowledge. So they may be sitting in the Holy Bible, but they are writing so many books, and those books are like time bomb. They are bringing devotees all over the world. So that is preaching. So preaching doesn't mean just traveling and preaching, but those who were that kind of Goswami, the six Goswamis, and Goswami Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they wrote books, and those books are the essential knowledge of Bhakti Yoga today. So my point is, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur also wrote so many books. And these books are preaching books. And you see the song Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. Those songs are philosophy. You know, every time you read, you sing the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's not only very sweet and very melodious, but you see the translation. It's preaching. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time in Bengal, if he want to preach in Bengal, he had to do it in a very cultural way, through songs. They used to write songs. So that's why he wrote this song. And these songs, like in Gujarat, wake up for Krishna, these songs are philosophy. Wake up the sleeping soul, Ji Jago. These are songs. It's directly preaching through the songs. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they wrote many books directly preaching Krishna consciousness through songs, through the method of songs. And it's mentioned here about Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his favorite book is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is just songs. They're like songs we sing, but chords. Glory to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we cannot imitate Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, but we can follow their instruction. And become. So, these are the days today, like today is the end of the day, and these are the days when we can pray to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Pray through the pure devotees, Prabhupada, for the blessings, so we can also become the tools in the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Become a better disciple of Guru Maharaj, become a better Vaishnava. We can also take up Krishna consciousness and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's not that it's only the duty of the Guru Maharaj. Every one of us has a duty. Jari Dekatarekama Krishna Upadesha Maharaja Guru. This, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that every one of you should become a guru, in the sense you teach others about Krishna consciousness, about Krishna. So, fill up your days, even if you are not in the temple, you are at home, you must take up Krishna consciousness and tell others about Krishna, just as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did. There's even schedule. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur schedule. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur schedule. How throughout the day they were so full up of Krishna consciousness. You know, there was no time for them to waste in any way. They were always spreading Krishna consciousness. Their whole life example is a teaching. A child means one who sets by his own example. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Gaura Vishwanatha Dwaraji, all the acharya, they are setting an example to the whole world. They are avatar. They have come here to teach us how to become lover of God, lover of Krishna. This is why the devotees ask Prabhupada, can you describe your spiritual master? He says, what can I say? He is a Vaikuntha man. That's what he said. Vaikuntha man means he just came from the spiritual world. He didn't say like that to anybody else. He can see that his Guru Maharaj and his spiritual master all the way down, we are all connected, the chain of disciple succession. So if we call ourselves as the disciple of our Guru and our Guru's Guru, we are connected to God. So we need to be very temporary. I'm not the best example. But at least we need to keep ourselves connected to Prabhupada through the ISKCON. Because you have to track on a train track. If you are going to you have to get the right train. You don't go to the Werribee if you have to go to Nendron. You get the right, so you have to stay on the right track. So we are on the right track. Vaishnava Sampradaya. Like I was saying before, there are different Sampradayas. That time, upper Sampradaya, they make a show of a devotee. Naketilai kalayamalai ashapalichara. It says that these people are wearing tilak, but they are like anybody in Kali Yuga, these people of Kali Yuga. They're showing me. So I remember when I came to Hare Krishna and Iskcon Mayapur, they said, just put tilak on. Then you're one of them. Then you can get the prasadam and do all the things. They said, well, where's the tilak? But we have to see how we got to make a show. We have to be very sincere in our heart. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is watching. Prabhupada told Tamakrishna Maharaj in the Bhagavatam class, and he said, and you, Prabhupada said, and you, he said to Tamakrishna Maharaj, he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is waiting for you. So, we, because consciousness is in such a way, we are so devoted to our spiritual master that Krishna is our spiritual master waiting for us. He's always there next to us. So when Prabhupada went to America, doesn't mean Prabhupada said, I can feel the presence of my Guru Maharaj, even though he is so far away from India. Because he was so dedicated to follow the instruction of his Guru, he can feel the presence of his Guru in all the way in New York. Just like if you love someone, you always think of them. So you are almost living in them. Here is in your mind. So, like that, Prabhupada was always thinking. He never gave himself any credit for all his achievement of his home. He says it's due to my Guru, due to my Guru's mercy, due to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, due to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. This is the attitude we have to also take. Then everything goes very smoothly. Always feel the so like I'm saying, these days, special days like here today after our spiritual master, here today after the giants, these are the days where we can take full shelter and pray to their mercy. Last thing this morning,
my lifetime, I was like, some people say, oh, this is the only life. At the end, when you die, that's it. To do whatever you like now, enjoy it. I said the same thing. Yeah, this is the only life. And do whatever you like. But this life only in this body, only another body. But in this life, in this body, then you'll get another chance. So, at the end, who knows what's going to get, but we have the golden opportunity now to associate with spiritual master. And you are so lucky. Your Guru Maharaj is still here. Might be no problem, but it doesn't matter. We are connected. Like I said, we have to stay on the track. Once you get off the track, then there's accidents. Then you go around, you have your own movement, and you want to give up. It's okay. We don't say anything wrong with that. But you're off the track. If you want to be swift, they call in India bank, swift coach. And then you have to stay on the track. Then it's swift. Then it's quick. So the track of Krishna consciousness, we are connected through Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, through Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, through Prabhupada, through our Guru Maharaj. As long as our spiritual master is guiding us and we accept their guidance, we can continue to get the blessing of previous times.
Hare
Krishna. Any questions? So he
he was born in Devanampuri. He has mentioned here. So they born in different places, but they appear here according to the will of Krishna. Not like so devotees when they take their birth, also it's special birth. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur is very special because he was born in Devanampuri and he has his father Bhaktivedanta Thakur. So it's very special. They are elevated personalities from the spiritual world. They are Krishna's associates, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada was born in Calcutta. We have another program later, right?
Okay.
Anybody else want to say something? Yeah, that story I'm telling, Janani Bhaktar was telling the story that they wanted to, the queen was coming to Mayapur, and so they wanted to receive her, but it's all very good. So they got Bhaktivedanta Thakur, and he was a prominent because his father was Bhaktivedanta Thakur, and Bhaktivedanta Thakur was a district magistrate of Bengal. And so whatever he says, he becomes authoritative. So he got all the villages to make a road, or like within a week, dirt road. You know, they bring the dirt and make it into a dirt road. And that's the road we see today, that's called Bhaktisiddhanta Road, because of Bhaktisiddhanta Road was one who made the road to help the villages. And if you go to, it's mentioned that town, Krishnanagar. Krishnanagar is between Santipur and Navadvip. There's that one city. They had the village used to have their court there. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur was a judge. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he used to work in the Krishnanagar. So they had a railway built for him. That railway line, if you go to Bhaktivedanta Thakur house, across the Jalangi, they said that railway was just for Bhaktivedanta Thakur to come from his office to go to his house. So as soon as he got the railway, his house is right there. And it goes up to Shantipur. Because I have to take that train from there to go to Shantipur where I live. Look, long ago that train was a very small, simple small train with engine, coal engine. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a very, very unique personality. Acharyas, they can change some of the regulatory principles because they are permission of Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was criticized by the Brahmins, where he brought the foreigners to India, and then he would initiate them, making them Brahmins, giving sannyas. How can he was doing that? He was breaking the Indian tradition. And exactly the same. The smaller Brahmins, they were criticized by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur for wearing Western clothes. So Prabhupada was criticized the same way. But there's a story. They surrounded Prabhupada one time. These 10 people came in Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan. And they were really heavy on Prabhupada, telling, how can you initiate these foreigners? How can you make them Brahmana? You are shocking and you are shocking. And all the Western devotees were next to Prabhupada. They could very angry. Prabhupada said, don't worry, I know how to deal with it. So Prabhupada was sitting and they were all around him. And they were shouting and shouting at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't do anything. He just quietly sat there, like a small boy. And because he knew, like that's why he told others not to do anything, he knew what to do. So he then suddenly he looked up at everybody and he said, I'm just simply trying to follow the order of my guru. That's what he said. And all these people, the new people, they all put their head down and walk out. He didn't have to hit them or anything or Chaitanya actually properly.
So the acharyas, what they do, or any changes they do, it's because
it's to enhance Krishna consciousness, it's to improve others' Krishna consciousness, it's to preach Krishna consciousness quickly and accept all the material thing to make Krishna consciousness speedy, more quickly, and people can take help. So there's facility. It's just like this discount. Like I was saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, recently he came to mind on a helicopter and he put out the red carpet for him. So some people criticize him. How come? You know, it takes hours and hours from Calcutta to go to Manipur on a car. The road is so bad. It really be better before, but so save all the hardship, get there quickly, so he can be the disciple, can see Manipur, so he can go on his service. You know, they take to these helicopters all kinds of visitors and business people on a business trip, whatever. They bring a big devotee to Krishna. Why not? They're preaching Krishna consciousness. So when Bhakti said the same thing, they criticized him because he was riding a Rolls Royce made from silver. He wouldn't have enough silver and gold. We offer the problem, no problem. We don't offer gold and silver and diamond to Krishna because we desire to steal. Or we increase a thief. This is why. But we don't mind to offer all our opulence to Krishna. Silver plate. God is the owner of everything. So people will always find something to chew on. Even when Krishna was here, they said, "Are you God?" That's why he showed in the first poem. Krishna was a big one. So like this, you know, on and on and on. So the pure devotees, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, by their blessing, by their mercy, we can follow the footsteps of our spiritual master and become very good is Krishna. Do you have questions for
answer?
Offline. Later, Krishna. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki.
Jai.